someone called to the emergency management center. He gets there, steaming coffee, sandwich on the table, because I learned that from outside the interview. He talks about the steaming coffee and a bomb going off, things exploding when they're in the stairwell because the elevators were shut down before the second plane even hit. This is absolutely off the charts, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. Do we have that clip?
I was asked to go and man the Office of Emergency Management at the World Trade Center 7 on the 23rd floor. As I arrived there, there were police all in the lobby. They showed me the way to the elevator. We got up to the 23rd floor. We couldn't get in. We had to go back down. Then security and police took us to the freight elevators when they took us back up, and we did get in. Upon arriving into the OEM EOC, we noticed that everybody was gone. I saw coffee that was on a desk. Still, the smoke was still coming off the coffee. I saw half-eaten sandwiches. And after I called several individuals, one individual told me that to leave and leave right away. So came running back in and said, "We're the only ones up here. We got to get out of here." He found the stairwell. So we subsequently went to the stairwell and we're going down the stairs. When we reached the eighth or the sixth floor, the landing that we were standing on gave way. There was an explosion and the landing gave way. And I was left there hanging. I had to climb back up, and now I had to walk back up to the eighth floor. After getting to the eighth floor, everything was dark.
IRS was there.
Well, I'm just confused about one thing, and one thing only. Why World Trade Center 7 went down in the first place. I'm very confused about that. I know what I heard. I heard explosions. The explanation I got was it was the fuel oil tank. I'm an old boiler guy. If it was a fuel oil tank, it would have been one side of the building. When I got to that lobby, the lobby was totally destroyed. It looked like King Kong had came through it and stepped on it. And it was so destroyed, I didn't know where I was. And it was so destroyed, they had to take me out through a hole in the wall, a makeshift hole that I believe the fire department made to get me out.
Now, let me be clear about this. He is called. He's there with a city official. He's in security. We'll just leave it at that. He is called up into the Office of Emergency Management, the federal slash state city command bunker. He gets in there. There's steaming coffee, sandwich on the table. Everybody's gone. This is just minutes after the first plane hit. Everybody's already out. Then the elevator isn't working. It's shut down. So he starts going down the stairs. Boom. There's an explosion. He gets down to the lobby. This is the part isn't in the tape yet. They have a 20-minute interview. You've only heard a few minutes of it. There's dead people all over the place. And the firemen are saying, don't look at that. They've been told. The firemen and the police have already been told, you're no one's to see all these dead people. See, that's the globalists. They've already moved out with their Tripod 2 terror attack exercise at the end of the pier. Our cops listening, you know what this means. Now, we already knew much of this, but here it is. They've already moved out that morning before anything even happens. They're already out of the building, running their command center and mobile command centers for a, quote, terror attack. Remember the head of FEMA, Kennedy, who was there the night before, the regional head, said, yeah, we got there on September 10th, the night before, and responded that morning after the attack? They're running Tripod 2 with the city. You have this big spook building, CIA, FBI, Defense Intelligence, Army, Navy, IRS, NSA, they're all in there. They're all gone. Boom, there's a huge explosion. There's dead people all over the lobby, and the cops are saying don't look at them, because remember they say nobody died. But then people publicly knew the name of a prominent high-ranking Secret Service agent, and their family said, yeah, he died in the 7. So they went, okay, there was one death. Remember 2 years after, they said, okay, there was one death. No, there were a bunch of deaths. A lot of people think that's actually where O'Neill was, because first they said they found his uncharred body, then they said they didn't find his body. FBI high-level deputy director, remember he gave a speech a month before when he quit, the FBI saying, our government's going to let Al-Qaeda attack New York as a pretext to get the oil. Well, yeah, let Al-Qaeda. Folks, we have them. This is so huge. I don't even know how to describe how big this is. This is off the charts, and they will be revealing it in the new film, Who He Is. because he doesn't want the publicity right now. He's afraid they'll come after him now. I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. I don't even know anymore. This is all just off the charts. But I don't try to. I don't tell the Loose Change guys what to do as executive producer. People are confused by producer, executive producer. Executive producer is just kind of consulting, helping out, and financing some things. But I think what they're doing is pretty darn smart overall. And they've had obviously had good instincts. But without them even telling me, I figured out who it is. Because again, you heard him. He's been on TV before. He was there, interviewed. It's unbelievable. This is so big. It's just God, I can't stand it anymore. Oh my God, this is all just. I'm actually speechless right now. You know what? I want to play Country Boy Can't Survive. Can you dig that up? And then we're going to go to Luke Radowski for just a few minutes because I got to get to these callers, as promised. Skipped Ed, Carl. Tried to get Luke on for the first hour, but we weren't able to get him, which I understand. He's a busy little bumblebee. But we'll definitely have him on tomorrow with the reporters that got this interview if we can, who I want to give credit to, unless they don't want credit. We Are Changes uploaded this, and they don't say who they are on there, but that may be because they want that. I need to settle down a little bit, though. This is all becoming overwhelming now. Just praise God all this is coming out. This is such good news. Please don't let the dig barriers stop our Michael Moore. 9/11 could be an inside job story. It's the second from the top on the left-hand side of PresentPlanet.com. Get it. Dig it. Get it out to everybody. Don't let the dig brigade stop us. I'm going to play just part of this song, and then we're going to go to Luke Radowski briefly, and then we're going to go to some of your calls. Here it is.